This is a mini meditation guided by Bombas. Repeat after me. I'm comfy. Comfy. I'm cozy. Cozy. I have zero blisters on my toes. Blisters. And that's because I wear Bombas. The softest socks, underwear, and t-shirts that give back. One purchased equals one donated. Now go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on today's show, a critter update, 240 beans, and a unicycle. It's all coming up right after this.
Hi, I'm Chick.
Hi, I'm Jess.
Remember how you liked it so much and you kept saying, hey, come on back and do the podcast?
And you know what? It only took us a few years, but we listened.
Here we are.
Here we are.
What you need to do is become a Bob and Tom VIP and sign up for not only the Off the Air podcast, but you get video of the show every morning. You get Bob and Tom 24/7. You get
access to all of our old bits.
All the old podcasts and all the Bob and Tom shows. It's unbelievable what you get when you become a Bob and Tom VIP member. Not only that, but you also get amazing admiration from all your friends.
Yeah.
You just walk up to them and you go, you know, I'm a VIP with Bob and Tom.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what they'll do every single time. So do that now, won't you?
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show. Let's try to focus in the thing right here, okay?
Yeah, you're trying to focus.
This is the Bob and Tom Show. Did I mention that? Going around the horn, there's Ace, there's Chick, there's Josh. We're in the big room, the big boys' room, then the girls' room. Well, the ladies' room, the woman's room.
She has a sofa.
It's next door. It's
great. I have a.
It's Christy Lee.
Did you hear how long that took to say Christy's over there in the?
You forgot my name.
Navy Federal Credit Union newsroom.
I'm sorry. What was your name again?
Yeah, Sue.
It's Christy Lee, of course, in the Navy Federal Credit Union.
He's still going.
Let me explain cash flow. Okay, sorry. Let's see. There's a Pat Godwin in the around the corner where the fudge is made, as they say, in our building. In the other building. It's good to see you, Pat.
Winking at us.
I like this new no hat look.
Yeah, I debated whether I'd wear one.
You're bound to get some leg for sure with that new look.
So the debate is a very simple one, Pat. Obviously, some woman that you're pursuing has told you not to wear a hat on the air. Is that correct?
Absolutely not. No, I just got tired of wearing it. I wore it all last week.
I like seeing your face when I tune into the show.
I'm not getting that.
I'm going to send you a picture.
Oh, I did get that.
Oh, are you talking to a new woman?
Just a little bit.
Okay, good, fun.
Now, by talking,
word on the street is.
We talking photographs?
Women for some reason send the photographs rather quickly these days.
Well, good for you.
Really?
Yeah. Nice. It's nice to look at.
Enjoy yourself.
Is that the Lincoln Tunnel? Oh, dear God.
Are they naked?
Well, it just happens. I wish I'm not used to that.
Naked? You mean naked?
Naked.
Nice, normal photos, then naked? Boom.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's got to be a song. We got to work on that one. Everything was normal until, oh, my God.
She slid into my DMs.
Yeah, all of a sudden you pulled into Jugville. What the heck?
Man.
Or whateverville.
Oh.
How about them tig old biddies, huh, Josh?
Just keep them to yourself. Okay. Remember, she sent them there for your eyes.
Oh, no, that's absolutely.
Your eyes
no
only.
Names, Sheila. And no.
Oh, Pat. Why?
It's a joke.
That?
It's a joke.
You know what?
She's Australian.
I looked at Tom's. I'm getting confused now. I looked at Pat's phone one time, and I never will forget it, and will never do it again.
Yeah. Well, you asked.
What the hell? Oh, my Lord.
Coming up, we have a really interesting story from the world of wine. And I should point out that Chick McGee's at the CrazyCockWine.com sports desk. Crazy Cock Wine in the can, ladies and gentlemen. The perfect summer wine. Ask your liquor store to start carrying it or go online and read all about it. This is a story we had real quick before we get to sports about... Just calm down. There's nothing going on in the world of sports.
We have nothing but form on this show. There's no substance. Yeah. We have to follow...
We have a schedule.
We have to follow a schedule.
I would say the exact opposite is true. We have nothing but substance and no form. Okay. It's the ADD show. We talked with a guy who has a distillery, Hotel Tango, that where they converted it to when there was the huge shortage of hand sanitizer, and many other distilleries have done the same. And in France, this was kind of interesting. I didn't realize they had this glut of wine.
I didn't either. I would think it would be the opposite.
Yeah, I think
their wine is so good. Why would they not be drinking it?
I know liquor sales are way up. In any event,
I tried to help last night.
Oh, good. Very good of you.
Oh, Christy did her part.
That would explain the 1 second delay in your responses.
Oh no! One glass of wine with dinner.
He's grasping at straws.
Yeah, French winemakers have been turning their
winemakers.
French
wine open
micers. I stand correct. Go tell my winemakers.
You're drunk right now.
Them winemakers, sure, Mike. Good wine.
You know them winemakers right back the house, weren't they, Dickie Dick?
That's right, Mike, and all wine.
We call it. I learned to do it in prison. We call it Bruno.
Mix her up right there in the crapper.
Yeah.
Be careful.
I had no idea having a 21-year-old in the house was going to change my life so much. It's wine with dinner like every night now.
Oh, have another drink.
Oh, come on, Mom. Can't we open a bottle of wine for dinner?
Yeah, dear diary, got Mom drunk again tonight and found out way too much about my dad.
No,
Mom, I'm
going to
skip dessert. I got to get to my camera. So.
Hey, French winemakers have been turning their unsold wine into hand gel, apparently. 33 distilleries have been authorized to take 200 million liters of unsold wine and turn it into ethanol or hydroalcoholic gel to make hand sanitizer. The move helped winemakers clear out their caves after a deep drop in sales due to the pandemic.
Clear out their caves?
Yeah.
Caves? Maybe that's where they store it. It's a weird world. We have a big wine story coming up today. And remember the thing we had from Belgium where they were...
French fries.
The president was saying it's very important to eat more French fries.
Right.
Sure. To help the potato farmers. And, you know, I get it. I mean, it's great, but...
Hey, the first French fries were made in Belgium.
That's Ace's territory.
No, they were fried in Greece, I think is the joke.
That's
the joke.
Is that right?
Yeah. Wait a minute. I see Mr. Godwin has his guitar. Do you have a wine song for us?
Sure, I do. Let's hear it.
He's turning into Tom. Let's see. Okay, thank you, Pat. You're welcome.
Well, thank you, Pat. Well done, Pat.
I have to focus. Calm down, guys.
Okay, sorry.
We make a wine named Poulet Fousé.
Oh, nice.
Somalias love it, and they're very choosy.
Wow, I thought it was going the other way.
But it's not selling well, and bills are due. Maybe it'd make a fine hand gel, too. Well, we tried it out, and this is what folks said. I'll use it once, my hands are red. Sanitizer works made out of wine, but a bottle costs about $69. Hand gel, will it sell? Does crazy cock make a hand gel? Shut up, bow.
There you go. I don't know.
Nice.
French wine being turned into hand gel.
Okay.
Now you can... sanitize your hands and feel you're better than other people.
Yes. Is that what you think?
Yeah. Do you smell the cork before you put it in? You ever seen anybody turn down the wine?
No, I haven't.
Because nobody really knows what they're talking about.
They don't smell the cork either.
That whole ritual.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Excuse me, sommelier.
Tastes like liquor,
I would
right.
like the, could I keep the cork? I want to cram it up my dinner partner's rear a little bit later.
I mean, there are wines. You can get a bad bottle that goes bad. But
stuff like that, you're not right, Tom. You're not thinking.
I, for one, would, once again, if I get this wine hand gel stuff, I'm turning down the Merlot.
Sure. Yeah. I'm not sanitizing with any and Merlot.
I wonder if people, when they meet him, the actor, that's one of the things they just, that's one of those.
They have to, yeah.
That's one of those lines. It's like, the smell of napalm in the morning. And there's something about that scene.
Didn't the Merlot makers say that they really did see
it? It hurt sales. Yeah, drop absolutely. Sales.
Wow. Apparently it did. So that's from the movie Sideways. Uh-huh. Now he's itching to get to it. It's Chick McGee.
Wait.
There's more.
This is a reason for cake. It's Donald Duck Day. We could support Donald Duck by having
Donald Duck Day. Wear no pants.
Yeah, I guess we're taking our pants off.
Oh, is that what we got to do?
Heck yeah.
Mm.
Okay, well, happy.
What do you got going today? Boxers, boxer briefs, the tidy whities, right?
No, I always wear the exact same underwear.
Always black
every day. Same underwear.
Tidy blackies, aren't they?
I always have
more than one pair. I wear nothing but black
briefs.
Yeah, we don't need to see them.
No, we need to see them.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Black.
I ordered you.
Good
speaking
thing you didn't
of that,
ask me yesterday.
I ordered you a present yesterday.
When you wear black, it makes things look smaller. Then.
Because you just can't handle how gigantic it is.
You ordered Tom a present?
I sure did.
That's so nice.
I sure did.
Shoes?
I sure did. And as I'm ordering it, I'm going, that is son of a bitch. Shut him up. You're not supposed to buy presents going, that'll shut him up. Hey, in sports.
The only thing that would shut him up is a ball gag, so good luck with that.
There you go. There's no chance, it says here. Official Associated Press story. No chance. Players will accept it as is, but Major League Baseball is back at it. They've made a new proposal for starting their season. Delayed, of course, and shortened because of the pandemic. MLB had initially proposed an 82-game season, now suggesting just 76 games. Starting in July, playoffs would be expanded to involve more teams, and players would be guaranteed 50% of their salaries over the regular season, and they could earn about 75%, but as I think the last player's proposal, they had 82%.
Boy, and time is running out.
They are negotiating themselves out of the public consciousness. And
how much
it doesn't look good. The optics of this, Tom, does not look good.
The average person loves hearing about the rich fighting over more money.
Oh yeah,
at times like this,
they love it. Check this out: the NFL and the Players Union have sent a planner, like a notebook with each team's helmet on it. I bet a planner for all 32 teams outlining procedures for the full reopening of the practice facilities. Did you ever? You probably didn't. A three ring notebook with a Browns helmet on the front. Did you have one of those? No.
No, I wasn't. I didn't need the playbook. I never played for the team. I was
just
a fan.
No, not a write in. I think I had a Blues folder or something.
Yeah, you had a Trapper Keeper. Do you have a Trapper Keeper?
Yeah, I did at one point. Yeah.
Yeah. But they also made NFL three ring notebooks that you could buy and take them to school. Yeah.
You can still get them.
Absolutely.
You're looking at me like I'm speaking French. You can
get pretty much anything with an NFL logo on it. I'm not sure why it's a shock.
Oh, I think Chick wanted to know if you ever owned one.
Yes, I was trying to relate to you, which is foolish now looking back. And we arrived at this moment.
The answer is no, Chick.
What sort of notebook did you have?
The Cleveland Browns have the most hideous color combination, brown and orange. I never particularly cared for it.
Well, that's right. You had a suit and tie every day, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you have a school-issued notebook, probably? That's what you had.
Or blue books?
Yeah. Oh.
No, just... Yeah, ringed notebooks. Mm. No,
nothing fancy.
NCAA considering a 6-week plan for football teams to prepare for the start of their seasons includes 2 weeks teams can hold walkthroughs before full practices start. The PGA Tour getting back on track this week, and when it does, CBS wants you to not only see the Colonial event, to hear it too. Jim Nantz will be in the broadcast booth, but the network says it hopes to hear from players during the action. CBS says Nantz will preside over what he calls a confession cam. Oh, it's like a reality show.
You think anybody calls him Nancy Boy?
No.
And he doesn't like it?
Jim Nancy Boy.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe.
Hey, Nancy.
Players will duck into a tent and talk into
one guy did that once, and he got a two iron in the face.
I don't think Nancy's very tough. Players will duck into a tent and talk into a remote camera about their play, and some players will be outfitted with microphones. Wow, this sounds really uncomfortable to be watching.
Man.
They don't have to wear masks, do they, since they're outside?
The Colonial will be the first PGA competition tonight. I'm sure it's an individual choice. 90 days because of the pandemic and shut down sports worldwide. Golf is the second major sport to resume behind.
Inventors out there,
mm-hmm.
got an invention for you.
What's that?
Someone needs to invent, at least for the short term anyway, a mask that somehow is acoustically designed so that they can have a microphone inside it.
Oh, so you can understand what people
are
saying?
Yeah, there have been some people I've seen on some major news networks that, first of all, they're outside and they're not near anybody.
Of all the people complaining about someone wearing a mask at any time, I wouldn't think it would be you.
I don't think you need to wear one when you're standing in a farm field and there's no one within 300 yards. I'm just saying. So someone needs to invent, because you hear these broadcasts and it's... I'm sure there's someone that could figure out a way to properly mic a mask if that's what they're going to do. That's all. I understand it if they're in close quarters. Sure, they need one. I think a lot of it is just showbiz, to be honest.
I agree. I think they'd get in trouble if they didn't. People would be writing in, why don't you have a mask on?
I get it. I'm just saying, I think some engineer out there, I think, is probably developing as we speak a combination lavalier mic. And that's the clip-on, right?
Right.
Lavalier, yeah. That's exactly right.
And a thing, I'm just
after
saying.
After Jacques Lavalier, he invented it back
Although
then.
I think there should be a federal law that whenever they wear them, they should have to sound like Darth Vader.
Oh, yeah, I like that, yeah. Or Bane. I think
we're on the scene.
We're live at the courthouse.
By the way, that's Darth Vader when he had COPD.
I guess.
Sorry about that. I'm sorry, back to sports. So do you think the MLB is going to get it together?
No, I don't.
Don't you think that's the one sport where they'd have the least likelihood of passing it on?
In the words of Quentin Tarantino in Pulp Fiction, man, I ain't even got an opinion. There you go. Okay. What do you think of that?
There you go. Well, I was thinking for morale, having baseball back having soccer back's nice, but
there's far too many guys. I said this when the first guidelines were floated out there about limiting number of players in the dugout and no spitting and limiting number of players in the clubhouse. And
you got to do what you got to do.
It's too complicated. They're not going to be able to have a season this year. There. That's a lock. That's a lock, baby.
I hope they can figure it out.
I hope they can, too, but I don't think they can. This goes way back. Owners and players do not. Time now for...
if they have a season, they all make money. If they don't, they don't. I don't know how this is possible.
Well, if they don't have a season, they're still going to make some money, I would think, somehow. Don't you think?
How?
I don't know how.
Well, if not, they have plenty in the bank.
Investments.
Okay.
You know, Mike Trout face masks, maybe. You don't know.
Oh, that's
I don't want to hear from any of these people until they have a solution.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Mike, wait a minute, Christy. He said Mike Trout.
Fish.
This is a bad show so far.
Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah, really,
you
really
seem like
bad.
You don't even want to be here.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I want to be here. I would rather
not be contributing.
I wasn't going to tell you guys
contributing?
This, but, you know, every morning when I feel like it.
Yeah.
Christy and I do updates for the Bob and Tom app. I don't know if you, I was doing the sports app this morning where, I believe it or not, I'd go ahead and do a straight sports update.
Right. That's to be exciting.
No, but I was doing this. I said, from the crazycockwine.com sports desk, this is your Bob and Tom sports update.
Mm-hmm.
There's no chance players will accept as is, but Major League Baseball has made a new proposal. And I read the story straight through. Well, this morning in the second story I'm reading, and I've been going along, and then I think my mind starts to wandering, waiting for one of you jackasses to jump in and interrupt me, and it made me...
What was the story?
That's my life. It was the baseball thing, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
More sports coming up, including today in sports history in the future.
I like this.
What do you think about that? Not today. It'll be in the future. It's such a big deal. We got to start celebrating now.
Okay. I like this. I like it very much. Coming up, we have is it a good baby name or not?
I agree.
Got a pretty interesting thing, and I thought about this a couple of weeks ago, and now it's a news story. It involves a television show and NASA and a possible trademark violation. That is
really?
Pretty funny. Yeah, you'll know right away as soon as you hear the first line of the show. You go, wait a minute, I wonder why they didn't think of this.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.